gentlemen. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Hour number two with Charlie McGrath here from wideawakenews.com. You can check him out on the Rents Radio Network. We, in fact, going live with Charlie right after this show here, and I'll be kind of co-hosting with him as we interview his guest as well. My guest, Judy Wood, hasn't turned up yet. She was on a TV show or something until about, I don't know, maybe about 45 minutes ago. I don't know what's happened to her, but regardless, there's something
Is she in New Zealand or is she in the States?
Nah, she's in the States, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's a weird time.
I wanted to read something out here because we were talking earlier about how truthers need money and blah, 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 blah. And talking about how radio show hosts are kind of get too full of themselves and they get too big and blah, 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 blah. And incidentally, last night I get this email. Dear Truther, and this is addressed to me, David Wilcock, Henrik Palmgren, Jeffrey Grupp, Jim Willey, Kerry Cassidy, and Kinky. I don't know who some of them are, but and me, right? So big radio show host. So I'm actually quite stoked to be in that category according to this person in the first place. But dear Truther, if you know what is true to be true and it would change the world, why on earth would anyone who claims to know this want dollars to let it be known? Only one whom claims to know but does not know has wants. But to ask for recompense for healing may indeed result in healing. Yet the healer or the channel for healing will be the last to be healed, as they want something in return for the supposed special ability that they seem alone to possess. Value is not of the body or of this world, and if you think it is, then you will charge. Just another banker, except you believe value is your right. But I need food and water and money to survive. Frack off. So do the poorest of the poor and the rich pricks too. Now, first thing that comes to mind is, grr, I'm hungry. Because I was actually really hungry and thirsty at the moment because I don't have enough food and water, incidentally, you know. And so I reply to him, and I CC in all the rest of the guys as well. And this is what I say. So you don't need food or water or money, do you? How long have you survived with this alternative health regime? I appreciate the feedback. I may be just another banker, but you seem to be just another person who has yet to have a conversation with me or ask questions. Questions are what lead to truth, not accusations. You'd be wise to remember this. And he says to me, Brother Vincent, I agree. I seem to get accusatory when frustrated. Thank you for the reminder. Most people would have abandoned me by now, but you have a gift of dialogue which inspires. I have trouble with the belief that all that we are is a body consciousness, which is of the body's identity, is so small in the universe as it seems to be minuscule to my mindset. My greatest fantasy is untenable. I cannot believe that all that I am is limited to the five senses of the small vessel of a body. There must be more to you and me than this. Yet the fact that we are communicating is proof that we are more. Love you, buddy Vince. Stay in touch, man. I like your show, but do not let it go to your head, bro. Now, incidentally, of course, we have a conversation that speaks exactly to what this email was about.
Right.
I responded to this person. I don't know if any of the other people did. And to be honest, Charlie, I thought about just lampooning this guy with abuse and saying, you're a scumbag, you know, what have you ever done and all of that kind of stuff and getting all uppity about it. But the fact of the matter is you can actually hear what somebody's saying and accept it. And then try and take it in a positive way, and that's what I did. And you saw the positive response out of the negative initiation, you know, and the admission of this listener about the accusatory. You
know, my hat's off to both of you. And actually, you know, you read the comment, and you know, I've seen them like that before as well, especially on YouTube and through the website. And I don't have a problem with somebody disagreeing. That was really, I mean, that comment was really deep, right? I mean, that was really esoteric. It was spiritual. I took it in nature. And I could see that, you know, there's a lot of people who are really devout and believe in a vow of poverty type of thing, and all money is evil, and, you know, more power to them. I mean, that if they live by that standard and are happy, then like I said, more power to them. It wasn't really, I guess it was a little bit of an attack on you or on, you know, the genre in general, but it was thoughtful. I mean, it wasn't just, you know, you're an idiot, blah, 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 I hope you die, that kind of thing. And we get those too. And those ones obviously are just the automatic delete, move on. It isn't going to bug you. You're certainly not going to do what they're starving for, which is some attention, you know, respond to them so they can, even if it's a negative response, at least it's attention. And those ones I will not entertain. Or if they attack somebody else in the chat or in the comment box, I won't entertain it, because it's self-evident what they want, which is, you know, to get that attention, negative or otherwise. But I've always, people that either have called into the show and disagreed on comments through YouTube or the website, and they're like that. They're thoughtful. They have a concern. They've, you know, reasoned that concern to me. I do the same thing. I'm like, hey, I'm sorry you disagree, and I try to explain my position if I think they've misunderstood something I've said, which happens all the time. I did a video recently where I said, if you want to feel like you're backing the winner, then write in vote Bernanke 2012, because these other guys are just clowns. And a lot of people really thought I meant write in, you know, vote for Bernanke in the 2012 election. So I've spent some time trying to explain myself, but. So there's nothing wrong, I think, with a negative comment, as long as if I was going to leave you a negative comment, I would want a response, because it would be something, you know, Benny, I heard you say this and I disagree and this is why, and I'm sure you'd give it to me. But if it was just, hey, Benny, you're dumb, you're a dummy head and blasé, whatever, and you know, you're not going to respond to that.
I especially love the people who insist on using all capital letters for their comments.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, that's great. You know, well,
that's a dead giveaway right there. That's probably not worth looking at.
Well, you know, the other ones I love are, no, I don't love, they're scary, is I'll open, you know, I have a comment email on the website, and I'll open it, I'll have a message on it, and it'll be zero spacing, all capital letters, and 5,000 words long, and those are terrifying. They're, because you're reading it, and they're just really, really mad, and they're just going on and on and on and on and on, and you're like, wow, this is the kind of person that you open your front door someday, and they're there to bludgeon you.
Mm-hmm. And there is that kind of element here. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm sort of separate from all of this kind of criticism and what have you to a degree, because I'm all the frack way over here in New Zealand. You know, it's like, come on, bro, travel the 10,000 miles to come and kill me. Go ahead. You know, it's not going to happen. And there's so many of those empty threats, empty comments, empty heads, empty wallets, empty frickin' houses. You know, it's just. This is what we get to the crux of the issue with this information, is that, right. In my opinion, Charlie, there are so many of us in this movement that have woken up to the truth, from which it has actually damaged us psychologically in order to wake up from it. And because we're not capable of dealing with the situation or maintaining a good sense of humor about it, the tendency becomes to turn into an aggressive, frustrated person, and to accuse rather than question, to refuse rather than accept.
Yeah. Listen, you're right. But I want to back up a little bit, because I think I've talked to you about this before. I know I've talked to others. The biggest problem I have with this community, this, you know, the folks in alternative media, most of them, I think, are the most of them that I've spoke to in depth off the air or whatever are truly, truly into this. Now, everybody, like it or not, everybody in this planet needs to earn a living. You need to eat. You need to put gas in your car. You need, you know, to pay bills. I mean, it's unfortunate, And it's really unfortunate when you understand how, you know, the average person is soaked for every penny. And while the ones on the very top are just unloading their failure onto the average person. And I mean, it makes it frustrating to go on here and talk about, you know, what's going on and then write a check for a mortgage payment or whatever the case is. But we all need to make money, regardless if you're listening to us or not, or if we're doing this or not. I mean, most of us work another job outside of our alternative media lifestyle. But there is an element inside of alternative media that really frustrates me, which is the, you know, pounding all the time on their audience. I need money bomb, money bomb, money bomb, money bomb. Send me money for this. You know, and all it takes is one person like that. Maybe somebody's listened to your program, listened to my program. I don't ever ask for anything because I have a few sponsors. They take care of the program, and I don't, you know, I'm on an even playing field now, so I'm fine. But it really does just take one person that is taking this message that people like you are working hard to get out there, grabbing it, making it their own, at least taking your version of it, spinning it and making it their own, and then going out and building up a following, and then only... The only purpose is to get emails and or, you know, get email accounts and get to build up a base of followers so they can spam them or they can, you know, pump them for donations or money bombs or things like that. Somebody runs into that coming from the mainstream and then they come into alternative and they're going along and they're liking what they hear. And then they run into that guy. We'll just call him Guy X. It really does hurt all of us, right? It really does blow. I mean, maybe this is what this listener heard before they wrote you a letter. You know, maybe they heard somebody who came on there and said, hey, I need money. We need to raise $10,000 this month for whatever. And, you know, they were offended by it. And I could see that. I could understand that. Because, you know, these are the problems we have with our mainstream media. Corporate owned, it's all about profit. And it's all about, you know, they get paid to tell you the version, the official version of the truth.
Boy. Well, I look at it like this. We have... It's like, where's the model here? When the media first started up, they had these two different models. There was the American model and the BBC model. BBC model would take a fee from you, and that would be your broadcasting fee for the year. Okay, so you would have no advertisements, you would have commercial-free programming, and you've paid for it all up front. The other side is the American version, where you do not ask the audience for money. Instead, you go out and you ask companies for money, and you interrupt the audience's programming with advertisements. Now, both of those systems, in my opinion, don't frickin' work. I want to combine both those systems, and in fact, I have with this radio show. And I don't ask for money unless I need it, kind of thing. And I'm kind of shameless. I mean, I'm very different from a lot of truthers. I come from the sales world, where basically, if you don't have the gall to say what you need to in order to make your money for the day, kind of thing, you can't pay your bills and you're screwed, sort of thing. In that very real work sense of the word. And you know. Oh, I just moved into a new studio that's an extra $100 a week, and that's kind of really pinching right now, and desperate, dire straits, and what have you. But we're having a flat warming this weekend. I'm going to help all those. I'm going to say thank you to all those people who helped me move and all that jazz. And on the same day, I'm going to be going out to the Auckland Hospital and filming a protest and lending them my 100-watt megaphone so they can bullhorn the hospital about suppressing intravenous vitamin C that could save people's lives, which they're now denying people. And now they're going to die and all that kind of stuff. So every single day that I do anything, okay, it's usually significantly more than a large proportion of other players in the truth movement. And certainly I produce more content per day than even the mainstream media here in New Zealand does in terms of the hours of different content that's being talked about in radio broadcasts and that sort of thing. I'm actually doing more than, say, the mainstream TV news is doing, you know, minute for minute, info by info. I'm actually producing more content than they are. And it shows in the statistics as well. My YouTube channel's getting way bigger. And what it's come down to for me is that I've got a principle here. Nobody should ever have to pay for the information, okay? and nobody should ever have to give you money so that you'll just give them some info that other people can get if they've just paid a small amount or something like that. Like, I don't like the whole idea of subscriptions and passwords and all of that sort of stuff. I think subscriptions are, in fact, something that should be completely voluntary. And if you cancel your subscription, you should still be able to get access to all that information you had before. And that's what I do on my site. You know, we have the ad-free archives for people. And if they subscribe, I'll give them the link. But you can find that link online anyway. It's not even hidden.
Right.
So people can
There's a real difference. Not. I mean, everything you just said there, you know, all this work you're doing, and, you know, this is what you do. This is, you know, this is your baby. This is your life. You know, this is, you're out there trying to wake people up, trying to get the truth out. Now, you know, again, you have to make a living. You have to pay for that studio. You got to pay for that microphone in front of you. You got to pay for the airtime. You know, all this stuff costs money. But you're not coming over to my radio program and then, you know, downloading it, listening to it, and deciding, okay, this is what I'm going to talk about. And then at the end of that, I'm going to give a 5-minute speech about how I'm broke. You know, that you don't. That's not you. You know, and there is people out there doing that. You know, not necessarily my program, maybe your program. And you know, but there's charlatans everywhere. I mean, that shouldn't surprise us. That's human nature, right? Somebody sees an opportunity.
Yeah. They're gonna. Well, it's trees by their fruit, eh? I mean, if you give somebody $5 and they go out and expose scumbaggery, give them another $5. They'll probably go expose.